So there's a lot there, isn't there? You have leadership, you have grace, and look what Scripture says. I wonder if you would turn, or maybe don't turn, I'll read to you 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. It says this, "And God is able to make all grace," charis again, "all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things, at all times, you may abound in every good work." Did you see how full and how complete you are with God's grace able to make you, look at it, abound to you? There's enough. If you fill up a cup with coffee or juice too full, and then you try to move across the room, what's going to happen? It's going to spill out. If you are full, it will spill out. People around you, knowing that you're full of the grace of God, they're going to see the grace of God spill out of you. Are you filled? Have you received from God the thing He gives freely? And do you employ the thing that you have from God that was freely given? Are you full? Are you overflowing? Does it ever get out of you? This is really important for us to recognize as Christians. Abound to you so that having all sufficiency. Do you have enough? Is this Christian life enough? Is God enough for you? Because the Scripture says you have all sufficiency in all things at all times. Well, you know, I have enough, but, you know, I leave it to the professional priesthood to do the theology stuff, to do the evangelism stuff, to do the witness stuff. Or is it that God has established you and you have enough to do it? I believe that that is the case. Having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you may abound in every good work. You guys can do this. You can be church. You don't need someone to tell you. You don't need someone to do. But you do, well, it's a little bit of a misnomer. You don't need a human to give you permission, but you do need to have heard from God. You do need to be abiding in God. You need to receive God's grace. You need to be walking in God's grace in the Spirit. You need to know the Lord and know what His will is for your life so that you're walking in that. 1 Peter says something similar on the subject of grace. In chapter 4, verse 10, he says, "As each has received a gift," which interestingly is charisma. So charis is there, charisma, this gift. "Use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace." Each one has received a charisma. Use it to serve one another as stewards of God's varied grace. Take care of each other. And that's back there to what Paul was saying. Build you up, give you an inheritance. People will come, but watch out for yourselves. This is what he's saying to elders of the church.